This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. And we're about to get Ralph Strangis on. My buddy just texted me. Now, my buddy, he's got 4 kids, 6 and under. Okay, so he one-upped you.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
Cops just came to my house to do a welfare check because my nosy neighbors wrote an anonymous email to the neighborhood complaining about the kids screaming and saying they never have clothes on.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, one of the kids escaped and was down the block a couple of nights ago naked. Yeah. And it's quite a scene, I guess, when you round the corner coming into the neighborhood and there's a 4-year-old boy on the teeter-totter, buck naked.
Is that the last place you want to find yourself when you're butt naked is on a teeter-totter?
That's probably up there. Yeah, that's awkward.
Sounds like it could end really poorly.
Yep. I smell a top 10 list coming, old Chuck.
Oh, I like it.
Top 10 worst places to find yourself while naked.
Well done. As Ralph Strangis joins us now here, you can get him on the web. He's got his Ralph cast. He's got his Ralph stack if you want to read him. Ralph Strangis joining in now. Hey, buddy.
Gavin, what's up, man?
Well, you tell me.
Well, just remember, it's always darkest before it goes completely black. Wait, what did I mean there? Hold on.
Try that one.
Yeah, well, you know, boy, what a year. It was, it's 3-1's tough. It's too tough, usually. You have to play 3 perfect games, and nobody can play 3 perfect games. It's why when Dallas was up 3-1 on Winnipeg, I was quite confident they were going to advance. Just because it's so hard. You know, you can't have a bad penalty. You can't have a bad period. You can't have, you know, Otter let 2 in 30 seconds. You can't, you know, there's just a million things, and they can survive those. They don't have to win tonight. They don't have to win in game 6. They can survive those, and we can't. That's the biggest problem. And the other thing is, from the eye test, right, it just looks like, to some degree, you know, is it wrong to say the Stars look like they've hit a wall? But they kind of look like they've hit a wall, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was wondering if you would agree that maybe they started playing like they ended the season the last 2 weeks, like they regressed back to that group.
Isn't it funny? Because I kind of wrote that today in Ralph's stack on Substack. People can subscribe. See that? And that's good news and bad news, though, isn't it? Because 6 weeks ago, I was looking at this team. They'd lost 7 in a row. They go to the first round. They lose game 1 again. Now it's 8 in a row. They don't look like they have their game together at all. And you go, all right, what's going to happen here? Well, they get a bounce and they get an overtime win, and then they go down 2-1. Then they get a bounce and they get an overtime win, and now it's 2-2. And then they flip the switch. Like, game 5, they flip the switch, starting with Mikko Rantanen. And he went on a tear. He had a 2-week tear that was maybe the best anybody had ever seen. In a 6-game span, he had 9 goals and 8 assists, right? In the Stanley Cup playoffs against 2 very good teams. But now he hasn't scored in 7 games. That list is getting longer and longer on guys who can't find the net. You know, it's almost a cruel joke, isn't it, that Jason Robertson has scored a goal in each of the last 2 games, but they're the only 2 goals the Stars have scored in the last 3 games. It's crazy. Like, but it goes like this sometimes, and it can just, you know, if they'd have got game 2, right, and Hyman's out, and, you know, okay, Ekholm's coming back, but it's going to take him a game or 2 to ramp up. We got a shot at this thing. That you'd have felt pretty good tonight about game 5 had they gotten game 4, the second game in Edmonton. You'd have felt pretty good about it, or even the second game here. Any way that it was 2-2, you'd have felt okay about. 3-1 is, you know, very, very, very tough. Now, they're not going to stop playing. You know, they signed up for 60, as Scott Van Pelt would say. They signed up for 60 tonight or more. But it's just, you know, and then you look at Edmonton too, right? Because people are always, we get sort of, well, it must be something we're doing, mm-hmm. right? Well, it's no, I mean, some of it is, but a lot of it is Edmonton's a really, really good team, a very well coached team. And you look at their game and they come out and they play that game every night, don't they? Right? Like, we're guessing as to what we're going to get. And at this time of year, that's a really bad thing to be doing, is guessing, how's my goalie going to play? How's the team going to look? And Edmonton's got it. And also, Florida's done. They're going to be extra motivated to try and do it tonight. Now, it doesn't mean they will, but, you know, but they've certainly got a lot of motivation for this one. And they want another shot at Florida. So it's gonna take absolutely everything Dallas has and more than that to even get through tonight.
Ralph, what are your thoughts on the captain, Jamie Benn, and how he's been playing right now, but also the possibility that tonight could be his last home game? The man who's been your captain since 2013, impending free agent, but just his legacy overall as a Dallas Star.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. I'm sure everybody's sort of been thinking about this for the last couple of years. You know, one of the things that happened, because I was there when Mike Modano got to the end, and we were kind of playing it like it was going to be the end of his career, but he always had in the back of his mind that maybe he was going to go play someplace else. And he did. He wound up in Detroit, right? And that didn't end very well for him. But the similarities here between these two guys, or the situations, are when you have somebody that's been around that long and you've got a young core pushing to take over, as the Stars do now, as we did back then. You know, we had players coming. We had Jamie Benn coming. We had Brendan Morrow kind of there, right? We had this new group that was ready to take over. But as long as Mike was in the room, it was hard to say anything when he was in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was hard to sort of go over the top on Mike Modano. And it's the same way, I think, that the players would look at this going forward. And again, this isn't done yet, but you know, it's more likely that they won't get through this series than that they'll win it. So we can talk about this a little bit. I think that's a big part of it that people aren't really discussing right now, is the part where, as long as Ben's there, it's Ben's team. And do we want it to be Ben's team anymore? Are we ready now with some of these other young guys? And, you know, Mikko Rantanen's now here, and we've just invested a lot of money in Mikko Rantanen. And we got Wyatt there, and we got Roope there, and we got Robertson there. And, you know, how much of that group, you know, we got Miro there, you know, and now we've got Harley there. You know, these are cornerstone pieces, and you kind of want to let them take it now, probably. And if it's me, that's how I would be looking at it going forward, that it's probably time for the break to happen. Because of that, and not necessarily the fact that Ben's skills are diminishing and he hasn't made great contributions here in the last couple of years in the playoffs. In fact, it could be argued that, you know, he's been more of a problem than a help. And on the ice, the room stuff, whatever. If they're not winning on the ice, there's no, you know, then I'm less interested in people telling me how great the leadership in the room is, right? Because that's been what everybody's been falling back to. Well, he's so good in the room, good. Well, if he's so good in the room, why are they not playing well right now at all, right? And they really only had a 6 or 7 game stretch here in the playoffs where they looked like they were playing. So yeah, I would be fine saying we should examine closely whether or not we want to stay in the Jamie Benn business.
What do you say to the Stars fans that are hammering Pete DeBoer and want him out of here?
You know, I say the same thing I always say. Okay, then what? Now yeah. What do you want to do? Okay, yeah. You don't want Pete there? Who are you going to hire? You're going to hire another of the same guy. You know, it's about 8 of them. They're all the same guy. Okay, and sometimes they get over the hump and sometimes they don't get over the hump. You know, Bruce, Butch, Cassidy was able to get over the hump, you know, but he wasn't able to get over the hump for all those years. You just kind of go round and round with this stuff. It's the same thing. I'm sure Carolina's having the same sort of conversations about Rod Brindamore today. You know, that, you know, on the one hand, boy, they always get there, but on the other hand, they don't get much further. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes just sort of a new view, and that'll be evaluated on the inside, because again, you know, Jim Nill's a really sharp guy, and that whole hockey side is. They're going to look at it and say, all right, is Pete the guy for our next group? Let's assume I'm sort of onto something here, that Ben is, you know, Ben's playing it out, and we probably want to get out of the Jamie Benn business pretty soon. Okay, so what does that look like? Who is our captain? You know, and what kind of a leadership group do we want? And is Pete the right guy to coach this group going forward? You know, so, and listen, people, you know, I mean, 2 weeks ago, everybody would have written them an extension, right, fans? Yeah, yeah. And now, you know, now it's the same. I did this with the Vikings last year, right? I mean, it was the Sam Darnold conversation. Before the last week of the regular season, everybody was sure the Vikings were going to have to extend Sam Darnold, right? Yeah. And then, you know, stuff happens and it just, and just stuff goes the other way. So, you know, I understand fans are a little bit angry right now, and they have a right to be, but you know, I'll leave it to Jim Nill and those guys to try and figure that out. And maybe it is time to get a new voice in there. We'll see.
Hey, Ralph, walk us through the best possible first 8 minutes of this game for the Stars.
4-0 Dallas. I mean, I'd like to see a first goal here. They're not scoring first. And when you keep going to these wells, you know, where you drop a game one and then you don't score first, and then, you know, it does catch up to you. And it looks to me as if some of Dallas' stuff is catching up to them right now, right? Yeah. So, you know, they're not scoring first. They're not getting elite goaltending in this round as they had in the first two rounds, at least for the bulk of the first two rounds. So I think if, you know, if Jake can not allow a goal for 8 minutes and Dallas can score one or two, that's a very good start for the Dallas Stars. You know, I think, you know, or even getting on a power play and scoring on the power play is another good start for the Dallas Stars. This is one of those games where, you know, you're really like the last game, they threw everything they had at them in the first period and punched themselves out or whatever. And then they didn't have enough to, you know, and if you don't score two or three, when you do that, you know, you're going to get pushed out probably. And that's what happened last time. So they got a really tough opponent tonight. Again, score first. Jake holds them to two or fewer. I like our chances. And I know that's very, you know, oh, duh. You know, oh, really? Really? Like if we score more than two goals and they don't, you're going to, yeah. But it's got to be like that. You know, Ottinger has to be the difference tonight. And he hasn't been yet in this series.
Talking with the great Ralph Schrandis here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to piggyback off that with Otter. This would be three straight years, and I know, hey, you're not in this series without Jake Ottinger, but Aiden Hill outplaying him in the Vegas series, and then maybe two straight years with Skinner outplaying him in the conference final.
No, I agree with you. Like, I'm the guy that says, look, I love Jake, but ... And this happened last year. And the thing about this year was, which makes it worse, is the last round especially, and even the first round, when games got to the third period, in close games in the third period, Jake won them this year in both the first round and the second round, where he had trouble doing that in previous years. So this year when I was evaluating Jake after round one and round two, it was a lot easier to say, okay, he's kind of figured it out now. You know, and I spoke with Eddie Belfour on a couple of occasions. One time I had him on my podcast, and we're both kind of the same head, which is, it's coming. When's it going to be here? But it's not here yet. And then we thought, okay, maybe that was it, right? Maybe that was what we saw. And now you come into this series, and he's back up around four goals against and an .875 save percentage. It's not good enough. It's not nearly good enough when the other guy's doing that. And he can't throw a shutout. I don't know what it is. Ottinger just will not throw a playoff shutout. He's got three or four in four seasons. Eddie had eight in three. And even you look around, like Skinner fires him out there. When Bobrovsky needs a game, he'll throw a shutout. Like, it's just it just goes like this. And we don't see that from Jake. So I'm, you know, look, the organization's had kind of a strange history with goaltenders beyond Ed Belfour. You know, Marty Turco only won three playoff series. Yeah. And Kari Lehtinen, I don't know if he won three. And we had a lot of money committed to both those guys, and fans loved at least Marty for sure. And you know, for a time they loved Kari too. But, you know, now we all keep kind of scratching our head every year going, all right, where is it? Where is it? And I don't see it this round from Jake. And, you know, he's got to run the table three straight games to get it back.
All right, who's the guy that steps up offensively for the Stars tonight, Ralph?
Well, I think maybe Miko's hurt. I don't know. Like, I watch him lose puck battles and, kind of mishandle pucks and things like that, and that looks to me like maybe it's upper body or something. But he just doesn't quite look like the player that we saw. And even when he wasn't putting points up, we saw him engaged, winning pucks, you know, all of that stuff. So I don't know what's going on here. But they're going to have Miko contribute on some kind of a level. And the guy that I really want to see is Wyatt Johnston. I don't know who's hurt and who's not. But, you know, since he put Colorado's lights out in round one, he has one goal in 10 games. You know, Roope Hintz has, I think, one goal in 11 since he scored two in game six against Colorado. And again, he was hurt a couple of times. You know, these guys have to count. You're paying these guys a lot of money to score goals, and they're not scoring goals. Jason Robertson, okay, fine. He's on one leg, and we're getting what we can. You know, but it's not Ben and Sig. And even Matt Duchene, like, Duchene has one goal in the spring? That can't happen. Look at Marchment. He had 11 in 58 games, which is about one goal every five games. He's got one in 17. Everybody just went flat. So, on the one hand, I don't care who it is. Somebody's got to score. But on the other hand, the guys you're paying to be your goal scorers, Johnston, Robertson, Hintz, Miko Rantanen, you know, those guys have, even Duchene. You know, Duchene scores 30 a year, that's his average the last 4 years. And he's only got one. Like, those guys have to score. That's who has to score.
Do you buy the lack of toughness criticism on going to the net and being physical?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but not... You know, not overly so. I mean, there's two things can be your tough guy, right? You can have tough guys, or your power play can be your tough guy. They take a penalty, burn them with the power play. And so Dallas got away with that for the first two rounds. You took a penalty on Dallas, it was in the net. I mean, they were pushing 40% coming into, right? Like, it was nuts. But now they can't find their power play. So now teams are being – now Edmonton's going, well, they're not going to score on the power play. We'll keep roughing them up, right? And you know you're not going to get help from the NHL officials. You know you're not going to get help from Toronto. You know, you're at a time in the playoffs where, you know, their view is, oh, who cares? Who cares, especially if it's non-North American skill? Let them get slashed. We don't care. It's – they're not tough enough, and their power play took a dump. So that's it. They've got no, they've got nothing that scares anybody in terms of telling them not to be tough anymore. Because if your power play doesn't score, then the other team will say, well, let's whack them up a little bit here. So, you know, and they got, you know, they got to believe Dallas has gotten their licks in though. You know,
Yeah.
I mean, Brown's gone. You know, that was a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
And some sort of grazing blow and Hyman's out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dallas has gotten, they've hit the target a couple of times, right? If you're looking at it that way. So, you know, yeah, maybe we've been pushed around a little bit, but two of their guys are out because we've pushed back. So
I love it. Fire Insights, as always, the Ralph Stack. You can read him. You can watch his hockey TV show, The Ralph Cast, on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Ralph, and best of luck tonight.
Too. I hope we can talk again.
Come on.
I hope this isn't it.
Yes, sir.
Do it, Ralph.
I'll drink to that.
Okay,
cheers.
Guys.
There
I'll
he goes. Ralph Stranges. Yes, talk to you Monday here on 105.3 The Fan. That would be great if we can extend this series out. That'd be game seven,
be
right?
Game seven.
Game six Thursday, game seven. On Monday. I'm confident. Didn't sound like Ralph's that confident for tonight, but we got to run. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30, and we're back to hit the expressway and get everything started with you here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Are the Rangers getting ready to drop the hammer on a couple of World Series legends? Woolchuk has that and more baseball coming up at 6 o'clock around the bases, proper round tripper. Thanks to Ralph Strangis for joining us, the former Stars announcer. Had some great takes. I love that angle that maybe ranted in his hurt. I need that to be true, actually.
I hadn't even thought of it, but you never know. Yeah, it's very, very possible.
I remember, I think it was the bubble, maybe Sagan was hurt. And, you know, it was like, what's wrong with Sagan? We got to get rid of him. And it turned out he had like a major injury. And, you know, these kind of things happen in hockey. It's time to hit the expressway, though, where we go commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes. G-Bag of the Day is just right around the corner now. And it's brought to you by the on-time experts. Okay. Can you believe what DeBoer said about being down 3-1? Isn't that crazy? Like he felt like being down 2-0 to Vegas was worse. How could you possibly believe that? Is that true, or is he just planting a seed in his guy's ears to try to give him confidence, Woolchuk?
Both could be. I mean, I think they lost, what was it? I think it was the first two home games. Then you're feeling like you're going on the road to Vegas. The series is over. So, I mean, look, it's three games. They've won three in a row before. It's possible that they can do it again. It certainly seems like an uphill task, but this is a team, and we've talked about it all postseason. They've been a resilient group. It's going to take darn near perfect hockey is what it feels like, and I'm with Ralph. You know, Jake Ottinger's been phenomenal all postseason, but this series he has not been the version that he was. And you're coming off a series. We were talking about, who's going to be the starting goaltender for the U.S. team? He outduels Hellebuck. Well, he's been outplayed by the opposite netminder, and this would be back-to-back conference finals. And it's a guy that has been benched at times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable for a guy that we're talking about in the conversation is one of the best in the world. He's got to step up. It's not all on him, right? He's got no offensive help, 100%. Everything else when it comes to your highest-paid guys, Rantanen, Wyatt Johnston, Robertson, Duchesne, these guys got to get going. But you also need Otter to, if you're going to have some steals, if you're going to get some odd man rushes, if your D's not going to be great, he needs to save you.
Poor gal.
Yeah, I think you nailed it perfectly. I think it's the explosiveness that which Edmonton plays, and I don't think Dallas has really matched that. Like they punish you on turnovers.
Yes.
They punish you keeping the puck in.
Love that.
They punish you on how quickly they get on and off the ice.
Uh-huh.
You know, they create, there was back-to-back shifts where Dallas didn't have, they were late getting on, and it ended up being Edmonton had chances. You have to play perfect hockey against them. And we kind of thought, wow, you have to play perfect hockey against Winnipeg. Well, you really didn't, because you know how shaky their goalie was. You know, Colorado was one of those perfect hockey, and Dallas played very, very well. This team's a different animal because of the two stars that they have.
They're always threatening you.
They move
players.
Bounce of the puck seems to end up on their tape.
No, but I love what you said about how they transitioned so quickly, because Shoddy was actually asked today, and I meant to get to this earlier, what he wanted like the identity of their offense to be, and he said, I want to be physical and I want to attack. But then he talked about being intense in transition, and he asked the reporters to take note of it. He said, when we have a turnover or a completion is made and suddenly the game is flowing one way and then you have to put your foot in the ground and go the other way. He said, we want to be the quickest team, the most intense and violent team as we change directions and attack that new, you know, space that needs to get into. And I think that's huge, right? I mean, there's really three moments in a game. You have it, you're defending, or you're in between. And it's the awareness of it, but also the intensity and the speed and violence of your actions. Last seven playoff games between these six teams, it's 6-1 Edmonton. And really, that's only because of one crazy third period. Like, they should have just got swept. That's what should have happened to the Stars right now. But they got three power play goals in game one. It was NHL history that happened. Yeah. That's what prevented you from...
They haven't scored a power play goal since. Can they get one tonight?
Shoddy, by the way, singing Guyton's praises today, saying he's having a great summer and that he's been the hardest working guy, and that's exactly what they wanted to see out of him. I know shortly after the season they wanted to, you know, have him be a hard worker, be more professional, all that. At least he's doing that part. Micah Parsons is not there. Still, that's not a big surprise. And Booker's doing great. I guess they're moving Booker around a little bit with BB and Hoffman. So there's a little bit of musical chairs going on.
Yeah, I know today Bobby Belt was talking about that Hoffman got some work at center. So we'll see. It's nice to see that. I haven't heard anybody say that Booker has been, they've replaced him. He seems to be like, I always worry about that whole thing. Oh, he's over on field two getting reps with the threes and the fours. That's such BS. Put him in there, plug and play that guy. You know, his background is totally different from Guyton's. Just the number of big games he's played in, number of starts he's made. You know, this guy needs to be, this is back in line with the plug-and-play guys that you've had over the years.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Let's dance. All right, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag.
Yeah. Here we go. Every weekday on the Fan at 5:30, we do G-Bag of the Day. Dawson, could you let these folks know what it is?
Yes, absolutely. It's the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all, vote on which one we like the best. In the event of a tie, we go to a vote-off at G-Bag Nation. The winner, that's our G-Bag of the Day.
You see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is the Carton Arts, Sebastian. He caught up with some cats that did not want to put their cart back in the proper place, so he threw his magnet on their car, and they said that was assault.
That's not where the cart goes. It is literally loose on an angle.
So are we going to have...
Yes, it's my job is to have these conversations and to teach folks. And you have a partner with you who could do it for you. I'm sorry? All right, there goes the hood magnet.
Did you just hit my car?
No, it's a magnet. It's a...
Yeah, but that's assault.
I don't think you know what that word means, number one, man.
Actually, do you have a lawyer?
Okay, well, give me the definition.
I'm sorry, what'd you just do?
I put a magnet on the car.
Okay, we're going to call the cops. Yeah.
And what would you like to say about that? What's the charge going to be, do you think, ma'am and sir?
It's called assault.
We just changed it, didn't we? No, what's assault, sir?
Assault is touching, the improper touching or...
Yeah. Well, you want to keep coming at me, Mr. Lawyer Man? Because you're lying. You know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God, you!
So, I'm sorry, are you...
No, sir, we're a public service of highly trained sexy agents who we go out and we help folks.
You're one of
them? I'm the head and dark, yeah, Agent Sebastian.
Yes.
Yeah. Just killing it, Sebastian.
I've seen you on TikTok before.
I'm the head narc.
All right, let's see here. Hey, man, shout out to everybody that was at the Lowrider show in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. I'm watching the film on YouTube.
This has been amazing, Lucius.
And y'all had a ball.
Yeah, this has been
y'all
amazing.
Y'all had a ball. I thought about going, man. Y'all had a ball out there. Fantastic.
Where did it take place, amazing. Lucius?
Right there at Dallas Market Hall.
At Market Hall, okay.
Yeah, whoever had that Lincoln in the bunny hop contest. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that where they...
Stinking Lincoln.
Is that where they measure it? Like, they actually have the... Yeah.
Yeah, that thing walking and bouncing. Bow.
Beautiful
bow.
Cars.
Yeah, nice stuff. All right, let's see here what else we got. Let's go to the Texas Rangers radio broadcast. This has been sitting in the folder for a second here. I want to get this out. The great Matt Hicks. The great rap, Matt Hicks, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We say that respectfully, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a man. Okay. Yeah, we love Matt.
All right.
We should probably check in with him again soon.
Sure.
Unannounced.
He lost it in the lights. He lost it in the lights, like Patrick Creighton.
Lefty to lefty, and here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider again. And did I miss a pitch? He just struck him out. I guess that... The second pitch was a strike. Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day. It's a little rough. Yeah, it is.
You hear Nadell wrong?
Hey, Dixie, what do
you
say?
No, you got to hear Nadell right there. He topped that one off. Pause. Hold on.
Why did I mark it as a ball? You know, I'm having a tough day, Eric.
Sun is a little rough.
Yeah, it is.
Threw that man some bail, bro.
I love it.
Got your back. I got you, man. Throw you some bail right here. We got a long, long season, bro. I don't need to lose you right now.
Maybe lay off the gummies in the pregame, Matt.
Look at you, Dawson, talking. Yesterday, you were trying to hand out some hopium, some Dallas Stars hopium to the G-Bags. They really weren't taking it a little bit. And you try to bring up something.
They're not that much better. They were better over 82 games.
It's hard to close your eyes and think that's going to
right
happen.
But right now, it's the just way, like, yeah, how bad the Stars' power play is.
Haven't you ever been in a blackjack table never. And for 10 minutes?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Brunch is never alive.
Yeah. I was like, where's this analogy going? Where's this analogy going?
I saw somebody respond to you on Twitter last night, or maybe that was text, and I was like, what was that in reference to?
Oh, the text
yes,
lit
I
up
have
on
been.
It.
Yeah,
they loved it. Yeah, you was okay. flowing, bro. You was flowing.
I'm at a blackjack table.
I got cottonmouth right now. Shout out to our CBD shaman plug.
CBD American Shaman McKinney.
Over here.
Like, I'm focused, but my mouth is just dry.
It's hard to close your eyes and think that's
going
to
right
happen.
But right now, it's the just way, like, yeah, how bad the Stars' power play is.
Haven't you ever been in a blackjack table and for 10 minutes?
Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Dang.
Wow.
You're asking the tough questions.
It's graduation season. His mom right here checks her son during the middle of graduation, and she found the right pocket, too. You know, sometimes it gets quiet, then there's a roar, then it's quiet. She found the right pocket to tell her son to take those AirPods out of his ear. I'm trying to take photos. This is for life.
Marshall, take that AirPod out,
children. Daniel, pardon me.
That's mom. Marshall.
That's mom. Good for her.
That's great mom awareness right
yes.
there.
Marshall. Standing up there with her hands on her hips.
Marshall will never do that again. Yeah. No. If Marshall's about 15 or 16 years old, he's the most embarrassed any kid has ever been at that school, probably, that day.
Well, I mean, hey, if he's graduating to 15 or 16, he's on his way.
Oh, yeah.
He's on his damn way.
Graduation.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. What else we got? Let me get some of that green back in my ears.
So that was like the final embarrassment.
Hopefully, that's what he hopes.
Until the college graduation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, Abby's like 13 or 14 year old right now. I got PTSD from it. Like, how she is, like, acting so embarrassed by me. I'm like,
oh, crap.
I'm your guy.
I'm your guy. It's me, baby. You know me. It's your boy.
I even asked ChatGPT. They were like, don't take it personal.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay. He still loves
I'm
you.
Your guy.
That's all right. She's going to start beefing with her mom at some point, and she's going to start running to you for that. When she gets older, starts wanting to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
Beef with the mom, she's going to run to the pops.
Here,
yeah. All right. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Freddie D. Haynes. That is Frederick Douglass Haynes. That name was made for times like this. We got two church clips for you. A few people in the church needed to move their cars. They were blocking some stuff.
Oh, no.
And the worship and praise team got the note in the middle of worship and praise, so they threw it there, and it's beautiful.
Listen, there's a car wreck. You're stopping my ministry. Move the car.
Move the car.
Oh. Move the car.
Move the car.
Yes.
Move the car.
Move the car.
Move the car.
Move your car.
Sound selector.
I love that.
That is awesome.
We riding.
Right after this jam.
Move the car. Move the car. All right, and this preacher right here needs to preach with one of those, what is that, a CPAP mask?
Yeah.
My man probably needs a CPAP mask because I'm totally distracted. I'm trying to get the message, but I can't hear it, bro.
I saw you churching. I saw you going to convocation then. I saw you running around the church. But depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And I know we got this big grace message going around. I know they're telling us you can do whatever you want to do.
I'm distracted.
Go wherever you want to go. Say whatever you want to say. And still make it to heaven. But the devil is a liar. You've got to refrain from filthy communication.
I mean, he's a respiratory therapist, bro.
Goodness.
Sounds like a pug.
Lungs is on fire. He's still going, too.
Tell your neighbor.
Woof. No, I've never heard anything like that.
That's an all-time distraction.
Might have got some pipes on him. Pause.
trying to do wrong. At least I try to do it in secret. You go posting your tail on Instagram.
That's how the bass was sounded in the trunk.
Yeah, yeah, we got to remix this.
Yeah, auto tune this.
Oh man,
is it our champ, the Cart Narc? There goes the hood magnet. Is it the great Matt Hicks with a pickup from Eric Nadell? Dawson, haven't you ever been to a blackjack table?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mama checks her son for taking photos with AirPods in his ears at graduation. Church clips, combo platter, praise team reminding you to move your car, and the preacher with the breathing issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's some kind of therapist in there saying, talk to you after the service, sir.
The consistency in which that sound gets made, too. Like every single one is the exact same.
Bagpipes.
That's talent. Chief, I'm voting for the champ, the Cart Narc. How about you?
I'm going with Hicksy.
All righty, Lucius.
I'm riding with the Church Clips.
Still tied to win, Wolfchuck.
Yeah, I'm going Church Clips.
Ryan?
Hicksy.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie. Jump on to at G-Bag Nation.
Again.
We're going to create an Insta poll at G-Bag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. We'll announce the winner here coming up towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of that, back into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
It's ladies' night.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke.
Look at L. Duncan, my guy.
He's talking lacrosse.
She can say anything. I'm watching. It don't matter. Everybody
get high. Before I get out of here, for the ladies, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? Huh? What? She said,
Yeah, buddy. What? Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Ladies' night.
Hey. Now, tomorrow the story, don't talk with your mouth full. Hey.
That's weed. They're all half buzzed out.
How many more minutes I got?
Yeah. How many more minutes do I have up in here? This is LA Live for Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is a Thursday edition. Ladies' night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, ladies. It's shine time on you. Splash. All that good stuff. I love your energy, ladies. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season for that. Listen to Eric's live spot to tell you all about Greystone Roofing. Don't fall for the hustlers out here, right?
Amen, bro.
All right. Ladies.
Let's keep it real, and I'm not trying to be gross or anything, and forgive me if it sounds like it, but the hoe outlasts the pole any day.
But you know what happens? We take our partner for granted because we let life take over.
She wasn't even listening. Lady didn't even react to it. That's, man, just wild stuff right here. One of the baddest snipers in the game. Matter of fact, hold on.
Was that a hole will outlast a pole?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
A hole can become a ditch, though, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I thought it was a hoe.
No, a hole.
A hole.
Will outlast a pole.
All right.
Is what, is what Tony Brax's mom just said.
Right on.
That's Tony Brax's mom. One of the baddest NBA snipers strikes again. When I say baddest NBA snipers in the game, who am I talking about here, fellas?
Gilbert Arenas.
Steph Curry.
Good one. I like you. I like what you're doing.
But he's got hot takes. Matt Barnes?
One of the baddest NBA snipers in the game.
Reggie Miller?
I love y'all. Great guesses. I get you with this headline right here. Ex-pro hooper Jeff Kobe says he's thinking about getting married to Larsa Pippen.
Oh, no. Of Jeffrey Jordan fame?
Jeff Kobe. I was like, who is this guy? I've never heard of this cat, man. The 31-year-old Jeff Kobe said he's thinking about getting married to the 50-year-old Larsa Pippen. Early next year. Play on, player. I just wanted to let y'all know, play on, player, with Miss Larsa out there.
It's another young buck, 31 years old. She's something, you know.
She must have the golden bag.
I'm telling you, she's got something going on here.
I mean, but
experience.
You know it's not going to end well.
I mean, it was Scotty, it was Future, it was Jordan's son.
Yeah. Scotty, Future, Marcus Jordan, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
She was with her son's teammate, Malik Beasley, but she now blames that on COVID for being with him. She had COVID brain. Excuse me. I had COVID brain.
Sorry about that.
So erase that whole situation right there. It never happened. Yeah, man, who is this Jeff Kobe guy, and what is he thinking? Does he think, you know what, I'm a little bit smarter than Future? She loves me more than she loved pimping.
Yeah.
Maybe I got this better than Marcus Jordan had it.
Sure.
That's that hubris right there, fellas.
Yeah, that's the ego talking.
That's that ego talking right there.
Once again, he's not helping. You're not helping at all. When she showed up in Portland in like 2000 when Pippen got traded from Houston to the Blazers, you would never see a group of thirstier media members on press row when she walked in. Because this is Portland, and it's homely central. And this was like an exotic queen,
Yeah, like she's a baddie, bro.
She's got like a, and she was like, 28
she was young and popping.
Maybe 25.
The doctor wasn't all over her body at the time. Yeah. Now you're looking at something that the doctor created, and I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
You look creative.
She was naturally very pow-ish, Pow.
Pow.
Yeah. Yeah, like Eddie Murphy's old wife we seen at the boxing joint with Woolchuck. Oh. I was standing right next to Woolchuck. He wasn't paying attention to nothing.
Yeah. Well, it was because Scherzer just got traded.
Yeah, you were talking about that the whole time.
He was still kicking himself for not knowing who Fred Taylor was.
Walked right by Roy McIlroy. I was like, that's Roy. And you talked to me about some trade the Rangers did.
Well, then, Manny Pacquiao I remember seeing, but there was probably about 10 others. You're like, dude, what the hell?
Crazy stuff. Yeah, these girls are smart, man. These girls are smart. Play your part. Speaking of snipers, on a ladies' night, Travis Hunter got married to his longtime girlfriend over the weekend. The 22-year-old married his high school sweetheart in front of the family, his teammates, and even Shedeur Sanders was out there. Travis gifted his new wife a $700,000 Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Wow. That was the super duper one.
Yeah,
$700,000
G wagon, bro. Get it how you live. Get it how you live. I ain't hating, but they allegedly have no prenup.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
no prenup. Now, if Travis Hunter was your son or a little brother or whatever, what would you advise him about the prenup situation going into where he's going to? In his life, he's 22 years old.
I would say get something in there.
You got to.
In there because the judge is going to make it so advantageous to her that I guarantee you're going to feel like, how is this so unfair? So I'd go to her and say, it's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust the judge and the laws that have been put down. So I'm going to make us a ton of money. I'm willing to split everything we got. If it ends, we're going to split everything we got 50-50.
Because you've been down with me since high school, allegedly.
Yeah, and I like that. I didn't know that about Travis Hunter's girlfriend. I think that gives him a bet. I mean, he knows who she is. He knows her downside.
He's a smart dude. Yeah, he really is, but he's got to cover himself.
You got to protect yourself at all times.
I guess as his dad right now, I'd keep my fingers crossed that it ends before the second contract with no kids. I'd say take your time on the kids because the second contract could be like, what, $200 million for a receiver or corner?
Totally.
So get maybe, have the split with her before you sign that next.
Okay, here we go.
The boy got his nose open, you hear me? It's hard to talk to them boys when they got their nose open like that.
For sure.
They feel like they know it all, especially, the world's coming at you and everything's good so far. I've been there. I married my high school sweetheart, too.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful story.
It's a great story. And I'll tell you what, marriage is, it's tough, son.
It is.
It's
work.
It's a battle, brother.
It Absolutely. Is.
It's work.
And you understand that as a man of some experience. But as a younger man, you don't know what you don't know.
You mean how many people told me, hey, man, slow down, bro. You don't know what you're doing right now. You don't know her like I know her, though.
Yeah.
I look at them people now. I can't even tell you what's going on, bro. Hey, speaking of her, do you remember her internet red flags that had the internet upset? The little red flags?
It seemed like she was a little bossy, maybe.
Yeah, she
was kind of talking down on him a little bit.
She got mad about the cheerleader thing, right?
Yeah, she gets very jealous.
Yeah, let's see. Travis wasn't her type. She said that at one point.
Right.
Internet got mad. She allegedly had an OnlyFans in 2020. Still have yet to see any proof of that. But I did see the proof of she was in a music video with lingerie on, shaking that fish basket. Remember that?
That was pretty damning.
Yeah.
I would never
Buddy was gripping that double cheeseburger, too. He was gripping it.
Yeah, that's wild.
He was gripping that thing, bro. I seen it.
Wow.
You were acting. I get it. You know.
You really got into character on that one.
Yeah, I don't know her like I know her.
He's channeling.
She admitted that Travis used to sit in the car. Hold up.
Oh.
He was listening to this too. Hey, he was smitten.
Hey. Oh, my love is for you.
What was she doing while he was in the car?
She was partying for 2 or 3 hours, Dawson.
No way.
I will do.
Just sitting there chilling.
I don't like to party, honey. You go party.
You go in there. I'll pick you up on the way. I just sit right here, in fact. Listen to some guy. Think about you. I'll send you a text every once in a while. Send me a photo while you're in there. Damn, what?
I mean, there's so many TikTok videos that I get to where the girls are like, don't let your girls go out for ladies' night. You don't know what goes down out here.
Yeah, that's why you got to send it with like a cousin or one of your female friends. My cousin, Shawnee, she is my double date when I'm not there.
There you go.
You go with the girl. She tells you everything that's happening.
Like I used to go. She held you down.
She held you down. They was shooting their shot.
I was wondering why Cassandra used to always send her brothers with me to baby dolls. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Ruben, do you want to go? No, I think Ruben wants to go, honey. Yeah. Ruben.
Nah. They sitting there looking right at you with their black shirts on tucked in.
Yeah.
You enjoying yourself?
It seems like to me that Florida divorce law has changed quite a bit here.
Oh.
So we're in the state of Florida
with this
guy?
He might be in a good place.
Yeah, Florida divorce now will look quite different due to passage of Senate Bill 1416 with the passage of SB 1416. Certain forms of alimony are eliminated and therefore altering alimony awards have changed.
He don't know anything about that. Don't nobody. So can't tell him a damn thing.
So if they get divorced in the state of Florida, which he will probably play the majority of his career.
We don't want to say those kids are going to get divorced, but we just, you know, protect yourself.
I'm just trying to figure out why he didn't have a prenup.
Yeah, maybe he's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe
have you seen Instagram?
Left.
Go look at the Instagram, bro.
Oh, I know. I told you.
That's why.
I understand.
Did you see him dancing at the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's why he.
We got some changes in this divorce.
Don't get turned out on your first one, dog. Don't get turned out on your first baddie, bro.
That might be what it is.
Got turned out on his first baddie. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
And then she starts doing stuff that you don't like, but you've been with her for a while, and you're like in love. You met her at 17, and now you're 22, and now she wants to go out to the clubs with her friends. You're like, but we've been together for 5 years. We've been talking about her whole life. At that moment, guys, you got to say, you got to turn her loose, you know?
Yeah,
that would be my advice.
Turn her loose.
You got to turn her loose.
If she comes back to you, it was meant to be.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
She goes to the club. He'll go get on his bass boat and go fish. That's what he'll do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Yeah. She was upset after one of the games. She had her lip stuck out while he took picks.
Yeah.
That was his last game versus OSU. He went off, too. That's awful, man. Because if I showed up somewhere, like, let's imagine Abby's boyfriend. Abby is on fire out there. And you got her a little. She'd have met some dude.
Yep.
And she had a great game, and you just see him in the corner of your eye, and his lip is stuck out, and he's giving her like a little funky attitude.
No.
You would think, what's wrong with that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I will. I will cut you off out of my will if you see that guy again.
Damn.
That's how that goes.
Y'all don't be playing.
Yeah. That guy's gonna be dead.
All right. How much time we got? Let me get out of here real quick with something fun. Pacers versus Knicks tonight, game 5 in the Garden. We'll see if the Knicks can force a game 6. Knicks fans are pretty, they're taking it well, though.
Nice.
I seen it after 4. Yeah, I was calling
year.
It. Yeah, they're taking it well. I seen them after game 4. They're all becoming like Yankees fans again.
Yeah,
it's baseball season, baby.
Yeah. Do your best Carl Anthony Towns impersonation, guys. Go!
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's crazy because after all that, they took him off the
game. After all that?
Yeah, that's him.
It's crazy because after all that.
After all that.
After all that. He's zesty.
Can I get your best Carl Anthony impression?
Oh, my God.
Zestiest Carl Anthony impression.
After all that, the SEC?
Carl Anthony impression.
Oh, my God. Foul.
Carl Anthony impression.
After all that.
After all that.
SEC.
Those are Knicks fans, too.
Knicks fans, man.
They know their player.
Too bad it might be the last night for the Knicks this season because they just got a fire new song. New York Knicks anthem.
Oh, they
remix. Yeah, it's crazy. Busta Rhymes, Swiss Beats, my guy Pat Puce, Joey Badass, who's been having a hell of a run. Joey Badass is on there. It's sad that this song is being dropped when you're down 3-1, bro, because it's fire.
I'm for my New York Knicks. Gotta rep the city with my New York Knicks. Yeah, I'm for my New York Knicks. Holla if you with me in my New York Knicks. Yeah, I'm for my New York Knicks. Let me hear your voice for my New York Knicks. Pull up making noise for my New York Knicks. Seek and destroy for my New York Knicks. Yeah, this for my New York Knicks.
To make the shot, you gotta snap your wrist. Pat, who's Pat? Who's who nice like this? I tatted the five boroughs across my fist.
Yeah, this for my New York Knicks. Hey, yo, Pat, who your favorite player in the clique?
Brunson, he handled a rock like Chris. Your city is realer than New York. You wish.
You wish. And this one's going 7.
That's fine.
Shamil Mackey, yeah, let's go.
That woke him back up, you think?
Oh, yeah. All Brunson's right. Going to drop 50 tonight.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I'll be watching for sure. We got the tequila on ice chilled in the fridge right now. Got that Palmos in the refrigerator. I'm going to mix those two and sit back and watch the game. Pop my toes. You know what I'm saying?
Lucius, do you ever like
pop them toes? Be feeling good.
Yeah.
I see people pair wines with food. Do you pair tequila with food?
No.
Is it just wings and tequila?
Yeah, or fajitas.
Okay.
Yeah, fajitas with tequila.
You pair it with your cigars.
Yeah.
The cigar's a dessert. That's a dessert.
Yeah.
Can you pop your big toe again and again and again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely try to.
Yeah.
All the other ones are one shot. You got to wait about half
right.
hour.
Right. The other one just keeps clicking.
I know. It's awesome.
Shout out to the ladies.
It's on a ladies'
night.
So all of my ladies.
Ladies. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. It's a Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at God. Mm-hmm. Look at God. We've all right, done I'll it. Holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. And Around the Base is coming up next. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
All right, let's talk trades. And is it time to do something about these two problems? That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.